When we think about the Cold War, we often concentrate on the specialists who fought it, the politicians and diplomats and their tense discussions fraught with danger, submarine or bomber crews with their fingers on the nuclear trigger, or the intelligence experts, the spies, those everyday James Bonds, heroes or traitors working in enemy territory. But we must never forget the fact that the Cold War was fought in a variety of different ways. There was very real fighting on the ground in places like Korea, Malaya or Vietnam. There was political fighting on the home front. But perhaps above all, ordinary people had to face the possibility of experiencing a real nuclear war. The people who lived this everyday Cold War were ordinary people and families who lived through the period, who faced the Cold War and had to deal with its potential consequences. A main way in which British and American families had to face the Cold War was when one of the family members was called up into the military. In Britain, all young men had to serve 2 years national service during the 1950s. National servicemen saw action in Malaya, in Korea, at Suez, and many other places. They were usually 18 years old when they called up, and it caused their mothers and fathers a great deal of anxiety, their sisters and brothers too, and this was one of the defining characteristics of Cold War Britain. But such military conscription was dwarfed by what happened in America, when being drafted for military service was considerably more dangerous. Hundreds of thousands of American troops served in Vietnam, virtually all of them conscripts, and the vast majority of those very young men in their teens. Nearly 60,000 of them were killed, and over 150,000 of them were wounded in the fighting in Vietnam. And the experience of fighting the Vietnam War scarred an entire generation of Americans and affected family life for the next few decades. A big gap seemed to open up between those sent to fight and their parents, most of whom seemed to support the war. And the men who returned often found it very hard to adjust to family life for years to come. For many families then, the Cold War actually tore them apart.